Welcome back to Count Me In, IMA's podcast about all things affecting the accounting and finance world. I am your host, Adam Larson, and I'm happy to bring you another bonus episode of our series as we focus on IMA's theme of accounting education here in the month of August. Mitch sat down with Nicole Hewlett, a graduate student at Colorado State University Global in the Professional Accounting Program. In their conversation, Nicole discusses how she has gone about balancing her graduate coursework, full-time accounting work, and studying for a professional certification. Accounting studies have changed as new skills are needed and finance and accounting professionals are serving in new roles. This episode highlights what students need to do to succeed and differentiate themselves as they enter today's accounting environment. Keep listening as we head over to this impressive conversation.
As an accounting student, what has been the most challenging part of your studies?
I would say the large amount of information I'm trying to learn in a pretty short amount of time. So the structure of my classes right now are 8-week semesters, basically. And in that, we cover one class. And so it's very condensed. It's nice that it's just the one class, but we are having to learn a lot of info really quickly and then to change topics really quickly as well. And I'm in an international accounting class right now, and I have never done any international accounting or any foreign exchange, you know, currency, and I've never worked with any of that. So it's all very new information, but it's so relevant that that's been challenging, but also really exciting for me as an accounting student.
Now, while you're taking these classes, I know you're obviously doing a number of other things outside of the classroom. So whether it's something related to school or outside of school, how have you gone about differentiating yourself or, you know, really separating yourself so that you can exceed as an accounting professional in the next stage?
I'd say that partially I work full-time. I'm a student full-time. I'm just a human being as well. So I do other things in my free time. But I'd say that I try to do, extra. So I'm on the Board of Governors for the Colorado State University system. And it's really neat being an accounting student and being on the Board of Governors, because I think that partially like that position kind of sets me aside, because I think often there's that like stereotype of accountants and accounting students. And so to be in a cool leadership role and people to be able to talk to me about accounting, and they always were, say, oh, I never liked accounting when I was in undergrad or when I was in my business program. I didn't really like accounting. Like, how can you do it? And I like that I'm able to make it enjoyable and also help people understand like why I enjoy it and why I'm doing what I do. And it kind of changes some people's minds on like accounting and how they wish they would have taken it more seriously. But, I really pride myself in working on being a professional. I think I'm getting there. I like to consider myself a professional, but being still in classes, I'm looking forward to having completed my degree.
So you said you're working full-time, you're a full-time student, you're serving on the Board of Governors here, and now I understand you're also studying for an accounting certification. So with all of this on your plate, you mentioned free time. I suppose that was in quotes previously. So how do you balance all of that exactly?
Wine. No, I'm just kidding. I have several planners that I, of course, use. And I have to do a, online calendar. And then I, of course, have like a physical calendar. And a lot of it is just, time management and allocating, hour by hour throughout the day, allocating time for me, waking up at a reasonable time, going to bed at a reasonable time. I have to be really focused on, I'd say even each half an hour during the day. So I usually work from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and I take between a 30-minute and an hour-long lunch. During my lunch, I'm usually either reading my textbook for my class or working on my homework for that week. I'm, utilizing those times. And it's been one thing that I've really had to learn is how to switch hats very quickly so that I'm able to be efficient. So I do my homework during lunch, and then on my drive home, I have about a 30-minute commute. I take that time to listen to my podcast or catch up on current events in the car. And then in the evening, I come home and, allocate time to eat dinner and make dinner, or we, you know, have something pre-made. And then I'll usually try to get, I train for triathlons also. So I try to do some training usually before dinner. And then after dinner, I go back to homework and certification studying. And I'd say my Sundays are full of certification studying and homework. And then Saturdays, I try to really allocate to enjoying my one weekend day, and try not to do anything work-wise or school or certification studying-wise. So it's just really being intentional with my entire day, every day of the week, and then planning ahead as well. And one of my biggest things too is just upfront being, you know, communicative with my boss and letting him know like how my week's looking when I have board meetings and what it will mean if I have a board meeting that I'll need to work from home, you know, for that Friday afternoon. Just really planning things out and, you know, having a little bit of, I'd say, some patience with myself too. And, you know, if I'm running late for something, just letting people know and working things out. But for the most part, I've had pretty nailed down to a science, and just making sure that I'm making time for the stuff that's important to me. And also realizing that this is, you know, it's going to be a few years, but it's not forever. So I think just pushing through right now with school, with working, and my cert, which all kind of go hand in hand too. Realizing this isn't forever and that there is an end date, and that I'll be getting my, you know, certificate, and I'll have my master's degree, and I'll continue working. So.
Well, that's really impressive. And, you know, I think you emphasized a few different times the importance of communication. I think that cannot be understated when you're juggling so many different things, working with so many different people. You know, you mentioned wearing a whole bunch of different hats. You certainly have a lot on your plate. But, you know, there is an end, right? And you just said it. So what is that end? What's your goal? Where do you hope to be professionally once all of this is done?
Well, my current role on my business card says I'm an accounting professional. So my boss is actually my father. So I work in our family business. We're very small. There's only five of us. We have another accountant, and then my dad. We've got, you know, our front desk gal, and then my mom is the office manager, and then myself. So I'd say that's another role that I kind of have to handle kind of differently, having a business relationship with my dad. And ultimately my plan is to become the business owner. With my certificate, I'll be able to do that. And from there, I don't think necessarily being a business owner and having my certificate is the end for me. I am constantly doing things to try to improve myself personally and professionally. So right now, my position with the Board of Governors is kind of my professional development role, but I'm hoping to join, you know, a chamber in the future, or, you know, things like that. I try to get, you know, stay involved with my community. That would be my ultimate goal, be a business owner, have my certificate, and just keep growing as a professional.
Well, you just mentioned, you know, being involved in the community and things like that will certainly help. But the next question I had for you is, if you were to pursue being a business owner, and that's, you know, at least the first goal, how do you plan on developing those business skills? You know, I know you're talking about studying and very specific accounting skills. But obviously there's more to running a business, you know, strategy, planning, daily operations. How do you gain that kind of experience to handle the firm day to day and then long term?
You know, I feel pretty blessed to be able to have my dad as my dad and my boss, but he's also an incredible teacher. So he's a big influence in that realm, and he's kept me pretty a part of the business decisions. I do think that my time with CSU Global, because we have a lot of like organizational leadership and business management programs that I will likely pursue from an educational point, but from an experiential point, I think I'll continue really watching my dad. Obviously, my investment in our company is a little bit different than, say, our other accountant, with my intention to take over. So with some of the clients, you know, he's been slowly kind of working with me on how to communicate and decisions that he makes, you know, when, not that this is on the table, but you know, if hard decisions have to be made, even a silly decision, like, are we going to move our office out of Boulder? He's been good about communicating with me about why he would make that decision. And we also sometimes make, you know, recommendations for clients for business decisions. So a lot of involvement. I would love to, you know, pursue another degree in business management. Just, yeah, I think it would be important to have. And I think the educational piece, how well my program's going in the accounting, the master's in professional accounting has been. And it's so much less about the numbers and it's so much more just about accounting as a whole, that I imagine the business side of some of the CSU Global programs, it would be just exceptional to be a part of and to have as a business professional.
It's another really impressive perspective. And, you know, I can certainly appreciate, you know, your eagerness to learn and, you know, lifelong learning, continuous learning. That's all something that, you know, we at IMA are a big proponent of, and obviously why, you know, we have conversations like this so we can discuss different elements that go into an accounting career. And, you know, as I said, we are going to focus on a little bit of the accounting studies and the student perspective for this conversation and part of our theme throughout the month. So, you know, if you were to offer up some recommendations to current or future accounting students, you know, through your educational experience or professional experience, you know, what can you offer to some of our student listeners to allow them to better prepare for what today's accounting environment really looks like?
That's a big question. I would say for future students, it's really important to find a program that fits in your life. So my program was CSU Global. I would not be where I'm at without the program through CSU Global. Just the flexibility, the, you know, it's affordable. It lets me, you know, get really good quality education on my own time, but there's still accountability. I still have a professor that I'm speaking with. And what's really neat too is a lot of the professors from their certificate side, they all have certificates. And, you know, I have a couple lawyers that were professors, and they all are looking for resources for us as students. And so it's super important. What I've done is taken advantage of some of those free resources that our professors are offering. Just, you know, little webinars that you can join that my current professor has offered, which has just been amazing in getting prepared. For current students, I think it's just as important to make sure that, you know, the program's working in your favor. And also, I think it's the program that I'm currently in, I am finding that my investment is different than, you know, undergrad. I feel like everybody was just trying to get by, graduate, and get to the next step. And now it's such a different mentality for me, and where I genuinely, not only do I need to learn these things, but I want to learn these things because I genuinely want to be the best professional that I can be. And so I think, you know, time management and just finding the right program, being in the right program, and just really realizing the investment of your time. And of course, you know, money with the program that you're in, I think it's just really important to know and take advantage of resources that are there. Even, you know, even if you're planning on doing your certificate in a couple of years, educating yourself as much as possible ahead of time, I think just sets you up for better success.
This has been Count Me In, IMA's podcast, providing you with the latest perspectives of thought leaders from the accounting and finance profession. If you like what you heard and you'd like to be counted in for more relevant accounting and finance education, visit IMA's website at www.imanet.org.